Trib Live Radio presents Off-Road Politics from Main Street to the Beltway with Selena Zito, reporter at the Pittsburgh Trib, Trib Total Media. See what's next. Now, here's your host, Selena Zito.
Hi, welcome back to Off-Road Politics. I'm Selena Zito, reporter and columnist at the Pittsburgh Tribune Review. I am so excited. I have Senator Bob Casey in the studio today. Senator, thanks for coming in.
Selena, great to be with you. Thank you.
It's nice to have you on the west coast of the state. Senator Casey is a native of Scranton, Pennsylvania. Mm-hmm. He spends half of his time in Scranton, the other half in Washington, and that other part traveling all over the state.
Right.
So welcome to Pittsburgh. What brings you here?
Well, first of all, we had two swearing-in ceremonies yesterday and today for new Supreme Court justices, Justice Wecht and Justice Donahue, both from Allegheny County. So it was interesting to have three in one week, two of them from Allegheny County, and Kevin Dougherty was sworn in on, I guess it was Tuesday. And then we had lots of meetings and lots of work.
Including meeting with reporters and columnists at the Pittsburgh Trib. We're always glad to have you here. I want to get to some of the more fun stuff. First, let's address the issue that we just found out. A City of Philadelphia police officer was shot at 13 times. I'm going to read from this is breaking news right now. A 30-year-old man has confessed to shooting the police officer in the name of the Islamic State, presumably referring to the terrorist group ISIS. He was hit 3 times out of the 13 shots that were aimed directly at him, and he has some very serious injuries that require multiple surgeries, but he is expected to survive. Some of your thoughts right now, Senator.
Well, first of all, thank God he may have a full recovery. I think
he had an angel on his shoulder.
Absolutely, and that's number one. Number two is it's yet another reminder about what law enforcement has to confront every day. In this case, an individual that is pledging allegiance to ISIS, but it could have been another kind of an assailant. So they face that danger every day. So we've got to do everything we can. I'm a legislator. I cast votes. I got to cast votes to support the police forces around the country, and especially support law enforcement with the tools and the resources they need. Thirdly, it's yet another reminder that the battle against extremism and terrorism and acts of terrorism will go on. This is going to continue to be part of our lives for a long time. Since 9/11, when we had a concerted effort and a successful effort to take on Al Qaeda, that doesn't mean the fight is over. We're gonna be fighting this battle a long time.
Do you think this? I even hate to say that, but do you think this is our new normal?
Well, I don't know, but I do know that we now have to be as concerned with someone who is recruited by ISIS or any terrorist organization, recruited by and supported by them. We have to be as concerned about the self-radicalized or inspired kind of terrorism as we do about the more traditional notion of a terrorist organization recruiting someone and giving them the weapons or the resources to commit acts of terrorism. Sometimes, even in a great country like ours, we're running into situations, as we did a few weeks ago in Harrisburg, where you had a 19-year-old who appeared, based upon all the public record, to be self-radicalized, and if not willing to engage in violence himself, willing to facilitate violence perpetrated by others. So we have to make sure that this particular assailant, who did more than just pledge allegiance, he engaged in an act of violence.
Right.
He has to be fully prosecuted under the law.
Yeah, and you know, both of us, I know we both share a mutual love of history. So for this to happen in the city, the birthplace of the Declaration of Independence, the place where the Pope visited in September, and where we'll hold the Democratic Convention.
Right.
This really must hit home for you.
It does. And But it also it hits home whenever it happens, but especially when it's a place that we know well. In this case, thankfully, it looks like Officer Hartnett will be able to leave the hospital. But every time something like this happens, whether it's someone in Harrisburg who was not taking violent action but appeared to be headed in that direction or helping others to head in that direction, it's very disturbing. It's all about vigilance and support for law enforcement and every entity in our system that battles against terrorism.
And I suppose that's why it's so important to have not only to have these law enforcement entities well-funded, like the FBI, but local law enforcement.
Right.
But also the thing that you in Congress have spoken about a lot, which is the coordination of information and sharing of material so that they can sort of all work together in understanding who might be susceptible and vulnerable to behaving this way.
Yeah, no question about it. And it's going to continue to be a domestic challenge, but it's also a challenge we face around the world. And we have to have Democrats and Republicans coming together on not just a better counterterrorism strategy, but also a more effective strategy against ISIS or against any extremist group in the world. Right now it's ISIS, and they have an army, they're taking territory, they're inspiring terrorism. So we have to continue to come together in a bipartisan way to confront that threat and to confront the threats here at home.
We're listening to Off-Road Politics. I have Senator Bob Casey here in the studio. That you can follow him on Twitter. It's at SenBobCasey. That's your Twitter handle. I always forget. Everybody sort of has a different one. I'm going to talk about a couple other things. I know you don't have a lot of time. You're at the third. I can't believe you're at the halfway mark of your second term.
I feel like
you just ran for re-election in 2012.
It flies by.
And you have some great accomplishments that you achieved this year. I attended the signing of the ABLE Act in the White House. Vice President Biden was there. There was a great bipartisan group. You mentioned in our Ed Board today, Congressman Sessions. I believe Congresswoman Rogers was there.
Right.
And it was that was the happiest thing I have ever covered in covering Congress.
That's great. Well, we're glad you covered it.
Yeah.
No, it's a great bill. It was passed a year ago, and we still have to make sure that the states pass a law to implement it at the state level. But here's what it does. It basically says that for the first time, our tax code will let families save for a disability like they save for college for higher education. It's a great tool when you use it in the context of saving for college, but there's no reason why in a family that might have two daughters, one who can go to college and you can save year after year or decade after decade for her, and yet her sister who might have Down syndrome, might be on the autism spectrum, might have some disability, but despite that disability has a lot of ability and have an opportunity to lead a full life if we give them the tools they need. And for whatever reason, we've had a policy where that wasn't allowed. You weren't allowed to save, strange as that sounds. And now this tax law change through the ABLE Act, which, as you said, was remarkably bipartisan.
Yes.
Got signed into law.
It was the most joyful thing.
I
would argue it was even more joyful when the Pope was there, because there was so much happiness and in that room and so many young people there who now are going to be able to benefit from this, from the ABLE Act.
And a lot of parents who raise a child who has a disability and can help them for years, they worry that when that 7-year-old is now 28 or 30 or 35 and that parent gets to be an age where they may no longer be around, they're just the peace of mind to know that that child, who then becomes the adult, has a savings account that's been built up over time. You can save up to $100,000. Under the old tax rule, you can only save $2,000. It was crazy that we allowed that to happen. But now they can save for, they can use it for, if someone with a disability has a job and they want to live in an apartment, they can pay for the apartment. They can pay for bus fare. They can pay for lots of things they need in their life, education or healthcare or otherwise.
Yeah, it was a great bill. I know you don't have much more time. You have some great things coming up in Pennsylvania this year. We have the Democratic National Convention, which will be held in July. We have a competition between the primary candidates and the Democratic side. You guys had a great victory in winning all the Supreme or the bulk of the Supreme Court races. And But I want to talk to you about something even more important. Do you have a terrible towel, and will you use it tomorrow when the Steelers are playing?
My problem is I'll be watching it at home, either in my home in Scranton or my mother's house in Scranton, and all my terrible towels are in my office in Washington. So can you send someone down there to pick one up?
I think we have one here at the Trib. We're not going to let you walk out of the Trib without it.
I have several. You know, it was one of the best moments that I've had as an elected official, was being able to walk into Walter Reed, where we visit some of our soldiers, and by the way, don't do it enough, and I admit that, and be able to walk up to a soldier who happens to be a Steeler fan and to be able to hand them a terrible towel. It's amazing. These guys who have been through the horror of war and are recovering from an injury and have all of that challenge and pain, you give them a terrible towel, and wow, does that brighten their day.
Okay, last thoughts. Eagles, their coach, what's going on?
Well, I don't know who their coach will be.
What were your thoughts about Chip being let go?
Well, I try not to give advice to team owners because I wouldn't want team owners giving a senator advice. I was actually surprised it happened so quickly. I thought it might play out over time, but... But they have to make a decision, and the team ownership hasn't called me to ask for my advice yet. And I'm not going to wait too long. I'm not sure they're going to. Maybe I should just call them, should I?
Yeah, maybe you might, yeah.
No, I'll refrain from that.
Nah, you know, right. You're right. You don't want to open up that Pandora's box.
See, I don't give the Steelers and Art Rooney advice, or Dan Rooney, any of them. I've known Dan and Art a long time, so I probably shouldn't.
Did you watch the Super Bowl the last time they were there at the White House?
Yeah, I did.
Did you have a terrible towel then?
I did. Okay. In fact, we had several that night, but we needed more.
Yeah, that was not our greatest showing. Senator Bob Casey, the Democrat, senior senator from Pennsylvania, Scranton native, somewhat of a Steelers fan. Definitely a Steelers fan. Thank you so much for joining Off-Road Politics.
Can I tell you one quick story before you go off the air? I was speaking at Christine Donahue, new Supreme Court Justice from Pittsburgh today, speaking at her oath of office ceremony. And you know, it's a formal Supreme Court of Pennsylvania meeting, and I said to Chief Justice Saylor, I said, as lawyers say, may it please the court, and that's kind of formal language, but I said, Chief Justice Saylor, is it okay for me to say, go Steelers? Of course, I didn't need permission, but I did.
I expect to see hashtag here we go on your Twitter account tomorrow. Again,
we have witnesses here that will make sure that happens.
Yeah, absolutely. You can follow the senator again on Twitter at SEN Bob Casey. We will all be looking for Steeler Nation's tweets tomorrow, sir. Thank you so much for joining
Off-Road
Perks.